If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Reminder, if you're looking for a place to fix your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, and more, go see Trip and the team at Computer Hardware, just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 45 years in business. They are Nebraska's Apple store since 1980.
It's Computer Jeremiah. Hardware. It's Jeremiah, right?
Jeremiah Tripp, yep.
Your friend. So
3 years
friend.
Before
He's all
that.
Of our friends.
Yeah. 3 years before that. Brick House came out.
That's good math, Bill. That is good math.
And then they come back with a computer company. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's how math, yeah, that's how time goes.
What a show today.
It's been fun.
That was fun. Yeah,
it's been fun.
Some good stuff on here.
What a show.
We got Sean out in time for him to do fitness, too.
He has a fitness. Sean dropped that
on. Care about Sean's fitness.
He dropped out. He dropped Orange Theory. Could have just said he was waiting for an appointment, but he dropped in there. He was doing
I'm working
fitness,
out.
I'm doing Orange Theory to work out.
I'm glad he dropped that in there.
Yes.
Yes. He did.
He also dropped in, I should have listened to Matt Rhule closer. The boss took me to task on air.
On what?
Well, he said, didn't you hear Rhule say something about 6 hours? And I don't recall it. But anyway, so yeah, Sean was full of information, interesting information. And that was good. Yes. I'm really intrigued by the LSU story, too. I will follow that closely.
We'll see how much that changes.
That will be a lot of fun
to see what
follow.
Happens with that.
That's an ongoing story for, what, weeks, probably?
I don't know.
I don't know how that could go into a lot. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of people like, what are we doing? Because this could be years before this is settled.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah. Long time.
I mean,
a lot of money to pay out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Contract's a contract.
It is.
Unless you did something that's just egregious to have broken the contract.
I'm sure there's fine print in that contract that they can tap into and see
I'm
if
sure
they can mitigate his...
Somehow Jimmy Sexton will have something to say in this.
Yeah, he will. High-powered lawyers will be involved, and I would hope that Brian Kelly gets all of his $54 million. I wonder if they're trying to tear him apart a little bit behind the scenes. It's interesting.
Like I said, that the Dan Mullen story was...
That really caught Jake and me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a big buyout because at the end of it, they might try to ruin your life.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Great. Thank you.
Of any little thing, you know, like that. Oh, he was playing golf on Tuesday before the whatever game or whatever it is like that.
We berated this person on July 19th, you know, I mean, something.
He was in a sports bar and he said something to, you know, to the owner.
Right.
Like that. And, okay, that's what we're looking for. And
jeez.
Let's rewind the clock quickly.
What is it, Jake?
Late August, early September.
Okay.
We have eyes on one of the a bad non-conference game of USC and Missouri State.
Yes.
I did have
where USC put up
77
points on Missouri State. You say, well, that's
Missouri
that's
State.
About right. Missouri State is in their first year of FBS football. Okay? They're in Conference USA. And yes, they gave up 77 points to USC, but they beat Liberty this past weekend to get to 6-3 on the year, making them eligible with the 6 wins for a bowl game.
Okay.
The problem is that they have to wait 2 years to make the postseason because of the NCAA's rules on you know, teams in transition are prohibited from going to the postseason. So they, in their first year, qualified, but can't because of the NCAA.
It's the dumbest rule in the history of the world.
They're petitioning. They are petitioning.
Yeah.
They're petitioning.
Hold on now. Hold on. Why is this different than Brian Kelly's situation?
What's that?
You signed into this.
You went to tougher competition. You won 6 games.
You played the game. What I'm saying is you shouldn't have to sign into it.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
No, I agree. If like you said, when they had this deal, you understand you cannot go to a bowl game and you're signing this, right? Yes. If you signed it, I'm with you. I'm saying the rule is dumb. They came up from a lower level,
right?
And now
they're
we're going
to tough for football.
This happened to JMU. This happened to Sigs about 3 years, 3-4 years ago.
Right.
Same thing. It's like, no, if you come up and you play in conference and you – they didn't play a Division III schedule.
No, they played
USC.
They played in the conference.
Yeah. At issue is the rule.
Yeah, at issue is the rule. Like if you play up, if I'm in that conference, I don't know, going, well, they don't get to go. You know, I know they beat us by 30, but screw that. No.
Yeah, no. They got to remove that rule.
That rule's just got to go.
I wonder why. Why would you have that?
I don't know. Like, if you're going down, obviously that makes sense. You should be a better team.
Yeah, if all of a sudden, like,
you're going up.
You're going from North Dakota State decides to drop down to Division III, and then they're going to play in the Division III. No, you don't
you
get
should
to play
be
in the
disqualified
Division III
for a couple years.
No, they're playing up.
Yeah, it's an odd rule.
They're playing up. Yeah, it's.
But what do you do now?
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Wow. I mean,
I don't think you have much to stand on. They're not going to win. It's going to be the only chance they might have is if there's a bunch of they're less, not enough teams make it.
And I can't do this thing where I beat up the NCAA, because if you do, you got to also beat up the school for signing the agreement. Yeah.
And they have, but it's the NCAA because the school had to sign it. If they go the old, we're not signing, no problem.
You won't be in a bowl anyway.
Stay where you're at. Stay right in your lane.
Now, I also would want to hear from the NCAA higher-ups. Why is this?
It's a classic rule that's been there forever but not really reviewed. Because someone could imagine sitting around the NCAA going, hang on a second, what are we doing with this rule? Mm-hmm. If they step up.
But is there a chance they could tell you something you'd say, oh, that makes sense?
There might be a chance. There might be. It'd have to be a lot. I'm saying no. I really don't. I'm saying a hard no.
This is a problem, I believe, for basketball last year because there's a school called Bellarmine. I forget what conference they're in, but
Bellarmine is out of Louisville, I believe.
Yeah, I think they had. I think they were, like, won their conference title, but they couldn't go to the tournament because they were not allowed to. It was their first year going to Division One or 1AA.
It's odd.
Because all you have to do is real simple. So, this team's joining the conference. Then you have all the presidents of the conference. What do you guys think? I would think they're all going to be like, yeah, if they win this conference some reason.
They deserve it.
They deserve to go. And I tell my coaches, hey, you want to be ahead of them? Be better. Mm-hmm. Try that one out. If a coach is like, well, you know, they've only been here 1 year. That shouldn't count. Be like, you know what? How about you get your team better? Try that.
Mm. Yeah, it's very odd.
Someone says St. Thomas in Minnesota won their petition to overturn their two-year period in college hockey last year. So maybe it could happen. They are petitioning. So the AT said they are petitioning.
Well, then maybe that will work Missouri out. State.
I think that what it'd have to have happen probably is some teams fall short. I mean, there'd be some 5-7 teams, which is always interesting when teams
Let's see what this petition brings. Maybe they can overturn this.
What I really want them to do, I want them to keep winning. They're 6-3. I want to see them win out. What's their schedule? Let's really delve into
Missouri State. Do we have a
Missouri
chance
State's
to get
our
ignited?
New team.
If they get to 9-3, how can
we were tracking Akron hard, and that fell apart late last night.
Trying to get it. My service sucks right now.
Hang on a second. I think I can.
Rudy,
right,
we...
Conference USA. Here we go. Missouri State plays UTEP this week.
Okay, got a
That's
chance.
2-7 UTEP.
Okay, got
That's
a chance.
Win, probably.
A win.
7-3, probably.
Probably. What else we got?
Okay, after that, Missouri State will play at Kennesaw State, who's 7-2.
That'll be a tough win.
Okay.
Kennesaw probably wins that one.
And then they will host Louisiana Tech to end the season.
Got Very a chance.
Doable. They go seven,
they're
going to
win seven. They're going to win seven.
7 or 8 wins.
Now, La Tech just got beat bad by somebody last week. Who was it? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, my point being is that this shouldn't happen. But Steve's right. If they signed the deal and they knew the requirements, mm-hmm. you know, was there ever a conversation? Okay, let's just say hypothetically we get to 8 wins or we win the conference. Hypothetically, can we petition? They're probably like, sure, you can petition. You can petition anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can petition stuff today, can't we? The stool?
Yeah.
We could do We should petition something every day. No matter what it be.
Just LaTeX.
What would we petition?
LaTeX lost at Delaware last week. They played at Delaware.
Yeah.
25-24 Blue Hens.
Okay.
Got them.
Yeah. A lot going on out there, guys.
There is. By the way, just before we get to break, I saw. You know, I've mentioned Neighbor Jim a lot.
Yeah.
He used to be on YouTube as Neighbor Jim. Now he's at Jake's Neighbor on YouTube is his name. He says, yes, wow. I picked up your Leafs.
Wow.
It's him because it's him with the Santa elf. I told you, definitely him.
No, I'm sorry.
He came to the front door on Halloween dressed as Santa Claus.
Is there any chance he picked your leaves up in the Santa outfit?
Neighbor
picking
Jim?
Up leaves in the Santa outfit? Because that if you drove by Jake's house, which we don't know where it's at. He's never told us.
Nope.
It's got a
Tim
pool.
Knows where it's at.
It's got a swimming pool. Imagine driving by and seeing Santa Jim out picking up leaves in his Santa outfit, mowing.
This is all like
there's a lot going on
in this world. It's very confusing to me. He has his own YouTube channel. Is what you're saying?
He has his own YouTube account. So that's how these guys comment is on
YouTube account.
Oh, he doesn't have his own channel.
So he used to be at Neighbor Jim. Yeah. Now he's at Jake's neighbor.
I love it.
On YouTube.
That's
he identifies himself
and
he's your neighbor.
As I said, I thought he was the one that picked up the leaves.
Sip and
I was
myself
right.
Do not have someone that he's they're got, that they're Sip's
you've got
neighbor.
Sophia, right?
Yeah.
but she doesn't identify as such.
It doesn't identify as such. We all have neighbors,
you've
Jake.
You've got LaRue.
We all have neighbors.
You've got LaRue, Sophia.
I was out walking Sugar and ran into across the street Gretchen Smith, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And she had her dog. And so we had a conversation across the street. And I asked her name. I said, "You know, where do you live right there?" And I said, "Well, we live just over there." And she goes, "I know where you live." She goes, "You live right by the LaRue's." So she said, first thing she kind of chuckled and goes, "We know where you live. You live right next to the pin, the LaRue's."
They are the pin.
The LaRue's.
Thank you, Gretchen.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.